Thursday, October 2nd, 2025, 6:08 a.m. So, going for the walk right now. Dog's all dressed, and I'm almost finished dressed. And so we're going to go for a walk, and I'll be back to tell you what happened over the night and how the dog's doing. So, be back in a bit. Okay, let's see. 6:51 a.m. Not very long, huh? Well, I just did a short walk today because it's trying to rain. And let me put this down and try to talk and change at the same time here. Get out of my armor. Oh, boy. Oh, it always feels funny sitting down with this padding on my butt. Anyway, yeah. So it started to try to rain. Light sprinkle. I still got damp. You know, and I didn't really want to get all the way halfway through my walk way down on Capitolin Bridge and have it start pouring down on me the rest of the way home. So I said, yeah, let me just play it safe today. Not like I don't want to, because I did want to go on a longer walk today. Can't talk and untie my shoelace at the same time. Anyway, so yeah, so I came home. The dog was she was okay with it. Oh yeah, so the dog. Okay, so yesterday early in the morning, all night long, she had the runs, and I had to get her out. Hold on, I'm gonna change this. Move this over a bit. Had to get her out and up because she was asking to go outside and relieve herself. Had the runs. I really wasn't feeling good all day yesterday. I gave her breakfast, but she didn't eat it until later in the afternoon. I guess when she got really hungry. Anyway, so last night, went to bed, and right away she goes, "Oh, I gotta go outside." So I got up, got dressed, and took her back out there. And sure enough, she had the runs again. Came back, I said, "Oh no, another night of getting up every 2 hours or so to get her, let her go relieve herself." But no, she slept straight through. She was good, huh? You were good, huh? Yeah. Ooh, you're all wet. I don't want to touch you. okay, I'll touch your head. That's it. Now go away. So she slept. She slept, and I slept. Slept till four. But what? What did I say? It was four or something. 4:15, I think it was. Something like that. Maybe 4:45. No, 4:15. 4:15. And so, which is lousy for me, because that means I can't drink my coffee, because I don't like to drink my coffee and go out my walk and. Down there at Capitol and Bridge Street, where it's halfway through my walk, it's like, oh, I gotta take a leak bad. So there, my coffee is sitting over there. Luckily, I got one of those Yeti coffee mugs that keeps it hot, and it's probably gonna be kind of warm, but who knows? Oops. So, hold on. Let me do something else and try to talk at the same time. Okay, so take off my shorts, take off my padding, my hip padding, kind of like another shorts that are all padded. Okay, put the knee pads up there. Oops, actually I put the knee pads usually first, all right. I'll put this on top of that, make it a little bit more stable and it doesn't fall off. Right there. Get my house shorts on. There we go. Okay, get my garden shoes on. What is that thing for? Some kind of notice. Okay. Let's see. Haven't tied my house shoes yet. My garden shoes, that is. which are really my old hiking boots. Anyway, yeah, so I didn't get to start painting. I've been trying to, like I said before, my old computer, my old Windows computer, I didn't really want to tear the hard drive off and ship it off to some, ship off the remnants to someplace else. So I thought I'd reuse it, and I installed Linux Mint on there. And so far, it's been enjoyable. You know, they send updates regularly. And what I wanted to do was install some free software for video editing to play around with that. And so I had problems downloading the file over my my gateway to my UVerse. So I tried and tried. I tried this computer. I tried my other new computer, and I tried my wife's laptop, and I couldn't get it done. And I had a great idea. Oh, when we go grocery shopping, which was yesterday, let me download it on my iPhone. So I did, and it downloaded without network problems. So it cancels the download, which was happening on my gateway. So there's something wrong with my UVerse gateway that won't let me download that file for some reason. I downloaded other files, bigger ones than that too. And so I don't know what the story was on that. Anyway, so the thing about Linux Mint is it had that program on the computer, which I could install it, but it was an older version, and they say to use the newer version. So the newer version, you download the file and you have to use it from the file. It's not a integrated program into the operating system. So, you know, you don't click on like the start menu and go to where the apps are and it's listed there, because it's not. You have to go to where you saved it, double click on it, and it opens from there. So, but there's a way to integrate into the system, which apparently Linux Mint can't do. So that's that. So I'm gonna play with it from that wherever I saved it, which was actually the downloads folder. I'll leave it there. It's not hurting anything. Let's see what else. What was I gonna talking about here? I don't know. Oh yeah, I'm gonna start painting today. Oh, last night too. Yesterday evening, the power went out. Jeez. And it went out for maybe 40 minutes, 45 minutes, then came back on. In the meantime, when it was out, I said, okay, well, I got all my backup batteries. So after waiting for about 5 minutes, I said, yeah, power's not coming back on real fast. Because for the longest time living here, we never had power outages. I mean, never, you know. sometimes the power, okay, I can't say that. Sustained power outages. The power would go out maybe for 5 seconds and then come back on, and that's it, you know. And it always seemed to work that way. Even when they had this big power outage all over Northern California, our power never went out. You know, I mean, and this is right in the middle of summer too, with people in the sweltering heat. And, you know, you watch the news and these poor people were just like, oh, we can't sit in our house, you know, because there's no air conditioning. And you just feel sorry for those people. My power just stayed on. But just like maybe in the past 5 years, I'll just blame it on Joe Biden. Past 5 years, you know, we get some power out. I had at least, what, 3 power outages now that lasted over half an hour easily. And one lasted, the first big one lasted a long time, and it even affected my sister who lives in Carmichael. So this was a widespread power outage, and I forgot what the reason was. I'm sure it has something to do with the fact that California wants to go completely carbonless electricity generation, which doesn't work. They're finding out now, so they're canning that idea quietly. And anyway, so yeah, so it went out for like over 12 hours. Not quite 12 hours. That's what it was. It was like 11 hours and 55 minutes for us. And for my sister, I think it was out longer. And so, you know, I mean, a lot longer for her. So she had to, I forgot what she did. Anyway, but luckily her house was well insulated, so she wasn't sweltering in the heat or anything like that. It was pretty cool. Well, it was comfortable for her. So let's put it that way. Oh yeah, so that's why I got these backup batteries, and I had one backup battery just for little stuff, you know, just to, in case the power goes out, I can keep in touch with the world and blah blah blah. But I realized, oh yeah, that we had a freezer full of stuff, and luckily it didn't go bad during that long outage. But I realized, oh, I got to get a bigger battery. So I got a bigger battery that's really is on wheels that you got to roll around and has a handle. You kind of like move it around like a wheelbarrow, but it's not that as big as a wheelbarrow. It's only about what I'd say 15 inches high, 16 inches high by 10 inches wide. Okay, and maybe what 20 inches long, maybe 24 inches long. Not quite 24. So. But it's you know, it has a lot of power, and that way if we have a power outage again like we had that threatens to screw up our refrigerator, I can just plug the refrigerator into that, and every now and then let it run for a while, and at least preserve some of the frozen stuff. Anyway. Yeah, so they've been sending, the company I bought that from been sending deals. Hey, buy this battery for a lot cheaper now. Well, okay. Do I really need another battery? I don't think so. But, you know, after last night, it's like, okay, do I want lights? Do I want communication? Okay, so the little battery, the first one I got, that doesn't really do much. It's really okay, you know, it'll connect me with the world battery. I put that on the gateway so I can have I had telephone anyway because there's a battery there, but I didn't want to waste that battery or have that run out. So I put that on the gateway, which gave me some Wi-Fi, and I was able to communicate with the world with Wi-Fi. And but you know, the other one, my other big battery, I didn't need to connect to the refrigerator right away, but, you know, I'd like some lights. And we have this one flashlight that works really good. And the one flashlight, well, you know, you point it up toward the ceiling, and it lights the whole room. And that's really nice. So I'm going to get me another one of those for when the power goes out again. Because the wife had it outside. She had to deal with her animals, and porch light wasn't on, so she needed the flashlight. I had my other flashlight, which really, it's a flashlight, basically. And I thought, that was my first stopgap measure. It had a little solar panel on there, and you're supposed to be able to charge stuff up. So I figured, okay, if anything, if I need to charge up my phone, I could charge it off of that, and which I have before. You know, I've charged my iPad off when it was getting low, and I didn't want to charge it and stop what I was doing. But it's really a piece of shit. You know, you can put it out in the sun and it takes 3 days to charge up fully, I think. Anyway, so where was I going with all this? I don't know, I'm just rambling on, aren't I? Well, let me get going here so I can come back and paint later this morning. And I'll make this a paint day since Thursday. Not much else going on. Let me talk to you later. Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you say. Okay. Okay. 8:46 a.m. Yeah, that's not too bad. That's actually, I've been out here a lot less. I just lost my train of thought. Anyway, so let me get the painting here. I forgot what I was talking about earlier, but I'll think about something. Crossing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime. So I will ask you once again. Let's see, 10:09 a.m. Boy, it is raining outside today. I just want to stop and take a little break. I'm just playing around this time. I'm throwing caution to the wind on my painting. Doing all sorts of weird stuff. Let's see how it turns out, you know, just to stir things up a little bit, make it a little bit more interesting. So let's get at it.
Spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. It's kind of a special feeling out on the sea.
Okay, let's see. 2:26 p.m. So, yeah, a lot of interruptions today. PG&E's came to replace, upgrade, or whatever. The gas meter. In the process, he found a leak, so he offered to repair it, but he had to come in and check all the carbon monoxide readings and everything like that. So, had to supervise him, I guess. But anyway, so let me call it quits here today, and let's get going. Got some other stuff to do that's got to get done. So, take care.